though it probably feels kind of obvious to someone who's lived it. Could you talk a little bit about the difference between runway modeling and doing shoots for, like,
yeah.
commercial and print work?
Yeah, yeah sure, yeah. Well, runway modeling, and I can see why, you know, I mean, I get annoyed sometimes with up those sizes a little bit, you know, for the runway models, but I understand the philosophy behind it. They want to be tall, so when you're walking down that runway, those clothes are flowing, and your, you know, limbs are long and lean, and you're long and lean, and things kind of flow better when you've got that height. And when you're thinner, too, the sample sizes are 2.4s. So they're not going to make a sample size for a 8 or a 10. There's nothing wrong with the 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16. There's nothing wrong with them. But in the modeling world, that's why it has to be that. Now, lucky for me that with that late 70s, early 80s, they were starting to kind of see a change and have a department, a large size department and a petite department. And they worked, you know, they didn't have many of us, but they would get calls for a large size and they would use it. So that really started the ball rolling at that time period. Now I see, and I try to be real encouraging because I see it with models now in today's world, they want more realistic looks, more, you be authentic and, you know, different nationalities, different types. So it's the modeling world is changing in that bit, but as far as the runway part and the flowing and the run and the sample sizes and everything that remains pretty much the same. Now, that runway is strictly runway shows, whether it be in a convention center, whether it be in a, you know, anything, whether it was with a stage. That's the runway part. And I produce that now for a living. I do produce major shows for, you know, major clients, producing the shows on the other end. The print modeling is strictly, it's more the fashion print. So, you know, it's more your catalog. It's your bread and butter. That's really where you make more money as a model is off of your print work and your commercial work. So, you know, back when Alderman's had their studio here, it's huge. It's over Dragon Street in Dallas, in East Dallas kind of, and that's industrial. But it was a huge, big studio, and they shot so many things there, magazines, Walmart, Kmart, Venture, Macy's. They shot a lot of things at that big place. Now, they moved their operation in the, I want to say, late 80s, early 90s, maybe early 90s, to South Carolina, and they're no longer in business there. But a lot of print work is shot in Dallas, and that involves working with photographers, knowing your angles, knowing, you know, to move every time that camera clicks, that all the things I learned as a model, I could, you know, that's what I teach now, and then also helped me when I was a fashion stylist to teach or maybe a model that didn't know when to move, you know, you listen for click, move, you know. So, again, anything with the print is involving taking photos for publication. It could be for, you know, an aviation company, for their website, for their pamphlets or whatever. It could be, you know, Macy's, or it could be some other big company that's just shooting for their catalog or for their book or online now, of course. Online is, you know, sometimes the online publications now they don't even shoot the model's head. They just do neck down. Neiman says that sometimes, just, you know, neck down, the whole body. So that's all considered print photography. And then commercial is a little bit more into the television, into more the ads, you know, if they do a sausage commercial or a sausage ad or, something for a product, that's more commercial. And, again, that's real bread and butter for a model because those are good money, and they repeat using you sometimes. So it's pretty good money. Promotional modeling is when you do more things like I did with the Geisha Girl at the car agency, some drinks, or being at the convention center passing out flyers. And, you know, I was a convention model when I met my husband at the State Fair. I was a Chevy girl, that model at the agency I had that did the Joe Frank Productions got me that job. And, gosh, it was like, I think back then, 1971, and it was $75 a day, which is great. And you stood by the cars, and, you know, you wore a little hot pants, and you had your makeup on, your hair done always, and you smiled, and you stood by the cars and passed out flyers or whatever. That's promotional modeling. Now, my husband didn't know, as a Dallas Morning News reporter, interviewing for a story, that he got a story all right. He got a wife 42 years later. Not later. We've been married 42 years. So, promotional modeling is, that's the form of modeling there too. So most models in Dallas do everything. A lot of times I get, you know, young girls, oh, well, you know, I'm not tall enough that I can be a hand model or a foot model. Or, no, you better not here. You can maybe in New York or wherever, but here the model has to be real versatile to be able to do all those forms in order to make a living.